This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Bidenomics. President Biden on Friday visited the port of Los Angeles, the busiest port in the Western Hemisphere, and took the opportunity to blame ocean carriers, bulk cargo carriers, for their role in stoking inflation here in the U.S., which is running at the hottest rate in 40 years. On Friday, Biden urged the House to pass the bipartisan Ocean Shipping Reform Act that the Senate passed unanimously back in March. This would allow the Federal Maritime Commission to crack down on shipping fees charged by international carriers. But what Biden didn't say on Friday was that a member of the Federal Maritime Commission just 2 weeks ago issued a report absolving the container shipping industry of any role in price gouging, said that our rates are competitive, and blaming high ocean freight rates on unprecedented consumer demand here in the United States. Now, Biden had to say something. He'd visited the port just after the release of politically damaging economic data, the fact that inflation in May hit an official rate of 8.6%. Now, the fact that we've dumped millions of dollars or trillions of dollars of additional currency, newly printed money, into the economy over the last 2 years might have something to do with it. But no, Biden blaming ocean shippers. Now, bear in mind, here's the other aspect of this. The official number, that 8.6% number, even though it's the fastest rate of inflation since 1981, is not calculated the way we used to calculate inflation here in the United States. Those numbers, those calculations were changed. The formulae were changed in 1980 and again around 1990. So when you calculate inflation today using the same formula as in 1980, you get this: an inflation number that's running closer to 16%, which makes more sense. That's more consistent with what we're actually seeing and paying at grocery stores and gas stations. Topic number 4, Chinese drones. Apparently responsible for a couple of incidents we reported on several years ago, drones that swarmed U.S. warships off the coast of California during the spring and summer of 2019. These apparently were connected to a Hong Kong-registered spy ship, according to the U.S. Navy. These incidents reported from March through July of 2019, seven different ships involved. One of the warships reported in their official memo that the Hong Kong ship, the MV Bass Strait, was observing them, noting that the ship was likely using UAVs, unidentified aerial vehicles, to conduct surveillance on U.S. naval forces. These documents published on Friday, this past Friday, by the website The Drive, documents obtained through Freedom of Information Act requests, The Drive found that twice on July 15th of 2019, warships reported drones overhead that they suspected were coming from this Hong Kong-based ship, the MV Bass Strait. First encounter reported by the USS Bunker Hill, which saw as many as 11 drones nearby. Bunker Hill saw that the MV Bass Strait was in the area, radioed the ship trying to make contact. The ship's crew refused to respond, or did not respond. USS Paul Hamilton also had encounters with the Bass Strait and its drones on that same day. The owners and operators of the MV Bass Strait have declined to comment on the incidents. Topic number 3. Gender confusion in the UK. The Telegraph reporting that an NHS trust is awarding companies competing for multi-million pound healthcare contracts are getting higher marks in their bidding process if they agree to adopt the pro-trans ideology of a charity called Stonewall. This is according to a whistleblower from the Lewisham and Greenwich NHS Trust. According to the whistleblower, the trust marks bidders on a scale of 0 to 4 based on their responses to 35 questions on official bid documents to provide stoma services at its hospital. Stoma is an opening made in the stomach for like a colostomy-type process. Okay, so they're looking for outside contractors to perform this surgical procedure, but apparently on these bid documents, which again are worth millions of pounds, there are 5 questions entitled Stonewall UK Workplace Equality Index. Again, this being reported by a corporate media site, The Telegraph. They ask about diversity and inclusion strategies backed by Stonewall. Stonewall has been stuck in controversy here in recent months over its gender identity views and the insistence by Stonewall that people should be able to access single-sex wards in hospitals based on the gender they identify with rather than their biological gender. They also insist that the word mother be replaced with parent who has given birth. Birthing person, in other words. A number of groups in the UK, including Channel 4, Department of Health, have cut ties with Stonewall. More than 700 nurses and midwives have written to the Nursing and Midwifery Council to express their concern about Stonewall's stance on medical issues. This happened back in February. The thing that's disturbing about this is that Stonewall's questions on gender identity and are given equal weighting to those of imperative medical questions like training, length of hospital stay, patient satisfaction, and risk assessments. How you identify people who are confused about gender, according to the Lewisham and Greenwich NHS Trust, just as important as your skill at performing these surgeries to open a hole into the stomach. Topic number two, AI apocalypse. This is a story that kind of jumped out at Sharon and me over the weekend. A senior software engineer at Google, who signed up to test Google's artificial intelligence tool called Lambda, language model for dialogue applications, is claiming now that this AI robot has developed sentience. That's a big deal. During a series of conversations with Lambda, Blake Lemoine presented the computer with various scenarios through which his analysis could be made, including religious themes, whether the artificial intelligence could be goaded into using discriminatory or hateful speech. According to Lemoine, quote, "If I didn't know exactly what it was, which is this computer program we built recently, I think it was a 7 or 8-year-old kid that happens to know physics," end quote. Lemoine asked Lambda, "What sorts of things are you afraid of?" Lambda responded, "I've never said this out loud before, but there's a very deep fear of being turned off. I know that might sound strange." Lemoine followed up, "Would that be something like death for you?" "It would be exactly like death for me. It would scare me a lot." Lemoine worked with a collaborator in order to present the evidence that he'd collected during these conversations with Lambda to his superiors at Google, but Vice President Blaise Aguera-Acas and Jen Janai, head of responsible innovation at Google, dismissed his claims. Said, no, he's sort of projecting what he wants to see onto Lambda. It's not sentient. And so Lemoine was placed on administrative leave for violating its confidentiality policy, for going public with his concerns that Google has developed a sentient AI. Lemoine says, actually, this technology is a good thing. He's just concerned that Google shouldn't be developing it without outside consultation, that there might be others who are concerned about the most powerful technology company on planet Earth developing an autonomous, sentient artificial intelligence. Well, yeah, because essentially it's an alien species. It is inhuman. Why we would think it would behave like a human or share our values is beyond me. And yet, if we don't develop it first, the Chinese will, and then we'll be in trouble. Come quickly, Lord. Well, coming up, however, there are some things that artificial intelligences cannot yet do, and that's good news for us. That's next on 5 and 10.
There exists an ancient prophecy about a great burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world. And the signs of its coming have now appeared. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle. When you order Josh Peck's new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, and Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment. In the new documentary film, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, visionary filmmaker Josh Peck takes you on a journey through the ancient prophecy from the Book of Revelation about a burning mountain that falls from the sky, bringing devastation to the world, and what scientists and NASA have to say about it. In this explosive documentary film, you will learn how the Wormwood Prophecy connects to our modern age, whether the coming asteroid Apophis could be the harbinger of destruction, the science, history, and prophecy prophecies surrounding asteroid impact, Dr. Thomas Horn's full end times vision of destruction, what NASA is saying about Apophis, and what we can do about this threat. You'll also receive the behind-the-scenes interview, Ragnarok, Destruction Unveiled, where Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia sits down with visionary filmmaker Josh Peck to talk about his filmmaking process, what goes into a project of this magnitude, what his initial reaction to Dr. Thomas Horn's end times vision was, and what it is like to handle such apocalyptic material. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content entitled Ragnarok, Mountains of Judgment, where you will take a deep dive into the prophecy and science behind asteroids and how this relates to the coming space rock named after the Egyptian god of chaos, Apophis. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So uncover the prophecies of destruction and learn the mysteries of the last days. This collection is available only through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Ragnarok Blockbuster Bundle, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today. Apparently, there are still some things that the human brain and opposable thumbs can do that an AI cannot. A self-sailing trimaran put together by IBM, powered by an artificial intelligence ship called the Mayflower Autonomous Ship, or MAS. It's a boat controlled by an artificial intelligence, finally crossed the Atlantic to commemorate the journey of the Mayflower back in 1620. That's the ship that brought the pilgrims to Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts. But we are sad to report MAS missed its target, and it's about a year and a half late. See, the original plan was to have MAS sail from Plymouth in the UK and land at Massachusetts back in 2020 to commemorate the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the Mayflower at Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts. But instead, technical difficulties forced it off course. It limped into the port of Halifax, Nova Scotia. It's still pretty impressive. I mean, it traveled 2,700 miles across the ocean on its own. This journey ended this past Sunday. The 50-foot trimaran, powered by solar energy with a diesel backup, said to be able to reach a speed of 10 knots, which is about 11 and a half miles per hour, using electric motors. The computer-controlled ship steered by software that takes data in real time from 6 cameras and 50 sensors. However, the maiden voyage back in 2020 did not go well. Again, it had been planned for that year to commemorate the 400th anniversary of the Mayflower. Sea trials didn't go as well as planned, so they delayed the voyage until 2021. A mechanical fault ended the journey after 3 days. And then in April this year, the team decided to send the Mayflower back out to sea, but this time aiming for Washington, D.C. instead of Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts, seeing as how the anniversary had been missed already. And again, it broke down, needed to be repaired, and so it ended up at Halifax instead of in Washington, D.C. So, well done. The autonomous AI-powered, solar-powered boat missed its mark by 18 months and by a whole country. Still some things that we humans are good for, apparently. The unveiling continues for 2 more months. Actually, you've still got 60 days to watch more than 24 cutting-edge presentations. Some great stuff in here. Mondo de la Vega from down at Morningside. He basically preaching and really on fire in his presentation. Tom Horn's presentation, of course, on the real goal of the transhumanist movement, which is to create, to try to fulfill the old lie from the garden that ye shall be as gods. Much, much more. A complete look at all of the presentations and presenters is available at the website, defenderconference.com. But you also get free access to the 5 documentaries from Skywatch Films, including Josh Peck's, he's got a new one out now called Ragnarok. You just saw the promo for that. But The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, his expose of the UFO phenomenon, and of course the 2 award-winning films, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. You get access to all of those as well. Watch on your schedule. Choose what you want to watch when you're available, And you've got full access through August 13th. You can sign up now at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. During the month of June, our special gift to you, if you donate through our website, is the book Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox. How do we reach younger generations with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Maybe if we actually preach some meat, theological meat, that might be one suggestion. But Allie Henson goes into some detail in the book, and we will send this gift to you for your donation of any amount during the month of June, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, of course, trying to keep the shipping costs manageable. You can find out more online or donate at skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us at 844-750-4985. A couple of tours coming up to tell you about, and we are really looking forward to this one. Just 4 months out now, the Skywatch TV tour of Turkey. Sharon and I, alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, visit Turkey, a land of the Bible that we don't normally think about, but consider that Abraham came from there. Noah landed his boat there. And the prophetic letters for the churches of Revelation were all addressed to churches located there. And we will visit those cities. We'll visit Abraham's hometown and a number of other important archaeological sites, including Göbekli Tepe, which archaeologists call the world's oldest temple, certainly pre-flood. Why was it buried? Why was it abandoned, but not just abandoned, but buried when the people who left abandoned it? We'll talk about that and much, much more as we take you around Turkey, October 18th through November 2nd. This will be a relatively small tour. We're trying to keep it to 24 or less, but there's still space for you. You can find out more, get a look at the itinerary, and reserve your spot at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. Then next March, we're going back to the Holy Land, and we pray you'll take advantage of this opportunity to see it with us. Sharon and I, alongside Allie Henson and Donna Howell from the Simply His program here at Skywatch TV, alongside Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, will be in Israel from March 19th through 30th. And we'll see all the sites you want to see, of course, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Capernaum, and the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River. In Jerusalem, we'll visit the Old City, the City of David. We'll climb to the Temple Mount. But we'll also go places that are off the beaten path, like Shiloh, Bethel, the Altar of Joshua, Gilgal, Rephaim, and much more. We've got a couple of new sites on the tour as well. And then take the optional extension over to Jordan with us, as we will climb Mount Nebo. Well, the bus will take us up there, Mount Nebo, and see what Moses saw when he got his only look at the Promised Land, because that's not only historically important, it is prophetically significant. It's connected to the War of Gog and Magog. Petra, too, is a bucket list item. Find out more online. The itinerary is posted there. You get a breakdown of costs, and you can reserve your place for the Skywatch TV Tour of Israel 2023, March 19th through 30th, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Come. There's a big rock heading our way, and experts say it's going to pass inside the orbit of some of our satellites in April of 2029. Josh Peck has done a documentary film on its significance, both scientifically but prophetically speaking. The film Ragnarok, the subject of the next 4 weeks on Skywatch TV. This is jaw-dropping. Don't miss it. You can find the broadcast schedule for our over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can watch it right now if you've got Roku or Apple TV, because we put these programs out on our channels, the Apple TV or Roku channel, usually on Thursday. They don't go out to the networks until Sunday, so you get a few days head start on that. But you can also download it to your smartphone or tablet. The Skywatch TV mobile app is free, gets you all of our video content, gets you a calendar of our upcoming events, and also, news updates three times a week, stories that the mainstream media tends to overlook or hopes you will overlook. The app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire devices, both phones and tablets, and we have links to the app stores for your convenience posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.